Father, we thank you so much for another opportunity to come together to study your word. We thank you that we have the opportunity to get together in this way, Father, to fellowship, to study, to pray together. Father, we are just so grateful for that. And I pray that you would use this to build us up and strengthen us. Father, we do pray that the coronavirus will dissipate quickly, and that it will not be so prevalent and so widespread and so damaging to so many people. Father, I'm thankful that it seems that our church so far does not have anyone who has gotten this disease that we know of. But yet, Father, we know that there are many people out there who are suffering and some who are losing their lives. And so, Father, we ask that you would be with those people. Give them your comfort and your strength. Please help them, Father, and encourage them. Lord, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good to see you, Nancy. Good to see you, Connie. Glad you guys could join us. One thing I would like to remind you of would be to encourage you to continue to call people who maybe are not online and don't have this interaction that we do. I know we've got some who maybe are in rest homes and nursing facilities, and some who just don't have internet and that sort of thing. And, they really oftentimes feel alone because, no one can go in or out. And so now they're not getting any visitors. So give them a call, anyone who you think of that maybe isn't online that you don't see here on Facebook, give them a call. Of course, you can call each other who are on Facebook too, but let's take special care of those who don't have this opportunity to study and fellowship with us. Tonight, we're going to talk about a great hymn, one of my favorites, and I think a very timely hymn for this time that we're all living in with the pandemic and the coronavirus and all of that. This hymn was written by Jessie B. Pounds, and she is a prolific hymn writer. I was looking up some of the hymns that she wrote, and there's just tons of them. Let me just give you a few that I recognized. She wrote the hymn, "Oh, 'Twas Wonderful Love," "The Way of the Cross," "Will You Not Tell It Today," and the one we're looking at tonight, "Anywhere with Jesus." Now, Jessie B. Pounds was actually born in Ohio. I do believe she was born in a suburb of Cleveland. And I guess as a child, she has pretty poor health. And her parents chose to homeschool her because her health was not good. Now, in my study, I wasn't quite able to figure out exactly what was wrong with her or, what ailments she had. But she had this poor health growing up. But that didn't stop her from using some of her talents and abilities to try to serve God. In fact, she started writing poetry. In fact, she wrote poetry extensively. And some of those poems ended up getting published as hymns. Well, apparently, there was this guy named D. Towner. And he had heard a sermon that a minister preached talking about the fact that Jesus is always with us. And because Jesus is with us, we don't have to be afraid. We can be comforted. We can go anywhere with Jesus. And he wrote the tune of this hymn, and he wrote down that phrase, and he sent this to Jessie B. Pounds. And she, from just that tune and from the phrase, "Anywhere with Jesus," she wrote this hymn. Actually, she wrote three of the verses we're going to talk about tonight. There's another person who wrote verse number 3, at least in the songbook we use, and we'll talk about that when we get to it. But our hymn, "Anywhere with Jesus," is one that it just provides so much comfort and assurance to so many because it reminds us of the fact that our God is near, our God is present, and because God is near and present to us, we can go anywhere that we need to. So, let me read to you some of the words from this hymn, and then we'll start reading some scripture together. The hymn is "Anywhere with Jesus." Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me, in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest, joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over drearest ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Verse 4. Anywhere with Jesus, I can go to sleep, when the darkening shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall waken never more to roam. Anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Now, to me, that hymn perfectly summarizes the attitude that I think we need to have as Christians, especially during a time like this, when there is fear of COVID-19, when there is fear of economic issues, when there is fear of maybe not being able to get supplies that we're needing to live. You know, there's a lot of things people are afraid of right now. And sometimes the Christian message is portrayed with this idea that says, you know, you love God, you trust God, you follow him, and everything will be fine, right? No problems, no worries, no issues. If you really have faith, God will take care of you. In fact, a while back, we had a man who I guess was an atheist who posted on our Facebook page, and he basically accused us of being hypocrites and not having faith because churches were canceling their services. And he says, you know, if you guys get sick, you're still going to see a doctor, so where's your faith? Well, that is not the proper idea of biblical faith. Biblical faith is not the idea that God is going to protect us from every problem, every ailment, every issue. In fact, what does the scripture say? All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will... what? All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So we are actually promised that there will be trials in this life, there will be persecutions, there will be turmoils. But anywhere with Jesus reminds us that even if we are led by Jesus into drearest ways, even if we are led by Jesus where there are darkening shadows and things creeping about us, even if we are led by Jesus into these places that are difficult and uncomfortable, we know that we can have joy. We know that anywhere can be a house of praise. Anywhere can be home sweet home because we are with Jesus. So let me read some scriptures to you. Let's go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, and we're going to start in verse 7. While you're turning there, I'll go ahead and say hi to a couple people that I maybe didn't say hi to before the prayer. So good to see Pansy on here watching. Good to see Gary Pam. Good to see all of you who are here with us. All right, Psalm 139, verse 7. David writes here, and it says, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you." And so there we see the beautiful truth affirmed through God's word that God's presence is something that can always be with us. As Christians, we know this even more assuredly, that we can be in the presence of the Lord. And so that anywhere with him, we can safely go. I love what it says in verse 1, or in stanza 1 of this hymn. He says that anywhere, or she says, anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. You know, here's a very challenging question to ask yourself. If you got to heaven and there was no death, no pain, no sorrow, you know, you never were lacking anything, all the pain and sin, all that was gone. If you got to heaven, but Jesus was not there, would it still be joyful? And I'm inclined to say, no, it would not be. Part of the joy of heaven is that we are with our Lord and Savior, that we are near to him. I've loved so much how some of the hymns that people have suggested are hymns that have really gone along with my Sunday preaching, because we've talked about seeking the Lord. We've talked about loving the Lord. This Sunday, we're going to talk about living with our Lord. And the joy of heaven is the joy of being with Christ. So, if I'm in heaven and Jesus is not there, there's not joy. But yet, anywhere with Jesus, we can have joy. Turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Good to see you on here watching, Brooke. Good to see you, Shelby, as well. Sorry if I missed you earlier. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm glad to hear that, Gene, that you're watching with Shelby. Great to see you. All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 9. Remember, we're talking about this idea of the fact that without Jesus, there truly is no joy for us as Christians. And I think that point is driven home here. I am in 1 Thessalonians. Sorry about that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. It's speaking of those who do not obey the gospel. It says they will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction. Now note this. It says away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among those who have believed because of our testimony to you. So what we see here is that part of the dread of hell, eternal destruction, is the fact that we are away from the presence of the Lord. But on the flip side, the joy of heaven is the fact that we are with Jesus. But the beauty of being a Christian is that you don't have to wait till heaven to be near Jesus. Now, yes, you'll be more perfectly close to him in heaven, but yet we can still be with Jesus here in this life. Anywhere with Jesus, we can safely go. Stanza number 2 says, anywhere with Jesus, I'm not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over drearest ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. And I can't help but be reminded of Hebrews chapter 13. In Hebrews chapter 13, starting in verse 5, it actually talks about money. It says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Now, here's the important thing. It says, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Unfortunately, people can and most likely will fail us. No matter how wonderful the person is, no matter how loving and caring they are and all of that, there comes a time in which people disappoint us, in which maybe they don't come through for us. And sometimes there are people who totally abandon us, who totally leave us, who are not there for us when we need them. But here we have this beautiful truth that Jesus Christ has promised, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And so we do not need to be afraid because we know that Jesus Christ is with us. He's close to us. And so even if others fail us, even if other friends desert us or leave us, we know that Jesus Christ is there. He is a friend that is closer than a brother. Now, the last stanza, number four, I think in many ways speaks of death. And if we're honest, there is often a lot of fear surrounding the idea of death. Maybe it's the uncertainty. What's it going to be like? You know, what exactly is heaven going to be like there? You know, we might think it's uncertain because I don't know if I'm going to make it there. Like, maybe I don't know if I'm good enough, that sort of thing. And so we could have a lot of fear and a lot of apprehension about heaven. But here it says, anywhere with Jesus, I can go to sleep when the darkening shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall waken and never more to roam. Anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. And as Christians, we do not need to be afraid of death. We don't need to fear that. In fact, let me give you a couple of scriptures here. First one is from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Now, think about that statement. He says, we would rather be away from our bodies. We would rather be at home with the Lord because that's where the joy is. That's where the joy comes from. He says, we'd rather be there than in our bodies. You know, it's amazing to me how attached we get to these earthly bodies that wear out, that get injured, that have all these problems. I mentioned that we were moving, and the other day I was carrying a big plastic tote full of clothes out of the house, and I tripped on our step, and I fell on the sidewalk. And I've got some, I don't know if you guys can see that on my hand, but I've got some nasty marks there. And my hand's a little swollen and stiff and everything because I fell, I hit it. Right? This body was not made to last forever. And it's fragile. It's breakable. This body is not going to be around forever. And so we would rather be away from this body and at home with the Lord. And of course, many of you know the words of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. Paul says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Even when the darkening shadows of death creep about us, even when there are all these issues and problems in our life, we can be safe because we know Jesus Christ is with us. And as I saw you said earlier, Maxine, only Christ can keep that promise to be near to us, to be close to us. And Danielle, you said you can always count on Jesus. He will always be the friend that sticks by you. Amen. That is so true. So we can go anywhere with Jesus with great joy. And that really is what this hymn is mainly about. At least the parts here that Jesse B. Pounds wrote. That we can go anywhere with Jesus. We can endure hardship. We can have difficulties, turmoils, trials. As long as we're with Jesus, we're going to be okay. not because he's going to pull us out of every problem, but simply because he's with us, and so we have the most important thing. I hope I'm saying this clearly. The point here is that because Jesus is the greatest and most important thing in our lives, it doesn't really matter what happens to us because we'll still be with him. All right, let's go to stanza number 3, which I skipped, and let me talk about that just for a moment. And I appreciate some of your concern about my fall, just being clumsy, I suppose. Stanza number 3 was written by a different person entirely, and it was written several years later. It was written by a woman named Helen Dixon, and her maiden name was Cadbury, which is very fitting for this time of year because it was the Cadbury that makes the eggs that I so enjoy. In fact, Helen Cadbury was in a position to inherit this fortune from chocolate, basically. She was going to be able to inherit all this, to live a life of luxury in many ways. But yet, Helen decided that she was going to leave those things. She was going to leave the comforts of life. She was going to leave the joys and the wealth, and she was going to go serve Jesus. And I do believe she did a lot of mission work. And evangelism, sharing the gospel, was something that was so incredibly important to her. And that really comes out in the stanza she wrote. It says, "Anywhere with Jesus, over land and sea, telling souls in darkness of salvation free, ready as he summons me to go or stay, anywhere with Jesus when he points the way." And one of the things that I love about that is that one of the clearest places in the New Testament in which we are promised the presence of Christ is the Great Commission. When Jesus sends out his apostles over land and sea, when he sends them out to all these different places to tell people about the salvation that is brought through Jesus Christ. It says in Matthew 28 and verse 18, "And Jesus came to them," these are the apostles, "and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." There is this promise that Christ is always going to be with us. But here in this passage, it goes along with the fact that we are to take Christ with us to other people. And we are to teach people to observe what Jesus has taught and what he's commanded. And we are to baptize people into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of their sins. And the great promise is that anywhere we go doing that, Christ is going to be with us. And so this is such a beautiful hymn that so encapsulates the idea that we can go anywhere, we can withstand any trial, any turmoil, as long as Jesus is with us. Such a beautiful thought. Let me read some of your comments here that I missed. All right. Okay, thanks, Linda. It's age. Yes, I'm getting very old, I know. All right, Maxine. Jesus can take the dark clouds and turn them into light. Yes, it's so true. Beautiful. Katie says, "Nothing else matters compared to him. Our family, possessions, whoops, lost it there, accomplishments, etc., are nothing and mean nothing without Christ." Yes. And Nancy just reiterated the fact, I think maybe from earlier in the video, that some people are fearing the virus, because you could be alone in the hospital, alone without your loved ones around you as you're dying from it. And yeah, that is really true. And that is a hard thing for people to deal with. All right, thank you for your comments and your questions. Let me just leave you with this question, and we're going to close out our time for the evening. We've talked about over and over and over again the fact that we can go anywhere with Jesus. When we're with Jesus, we can be safe, we can find joy, we can share the truth of his death, burial, and resurrection. All of those things are available to us as long as we are with Jesus, as long as we are connected with him. So the question you and I must ask ourselves, am I living with Jesus? I'm getting into my Sunday sermon a little bit, but in Romans chapter 6, we are told that those of us who are baptized have been united with Jesus. We have been united with him in his death, burial, and resurrection, and we are united with him in a new life. And if you and I have not taken steps to be born again, to have that new life, we cannot with confidence say, anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. But if we are God's children, if we've obeyed the gospel, we are able to go anywhere with Jesus safely. And so if you have never obeyed the gospel, please get in touch with us. People are still being saved during this virus. People are still learning about Jesus and studying, and some people are still giving their lives to Christ through baptism. If you need to do that, we would love to help you with that. Please get in touch. We would love to talk with you. I thank you all so much for your participation and your time tonight. I thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Let's have a prayer together, and we'll wrap up this video. Father, I thank you once again that you are a gracious, loving God. I thank you that we can be with you and live life with you. Father, I thank you that you have an even better life prepared for us in the future. And I pray that you would help us to be able to go anywhere with Jesus, whether we're healthy or whether we're sick, whether we're rich or whether we're poor, whether we are surrounded by friends or all alone, Father, help us to remember that you are always with us. We love you. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much. Have a great night.